Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the Swamp, my friends. Today we are going to be sharing some creepy, allegedly true, camping stories sent in by viewers just like you. Now, these stories are pretty weird. Some of them are downright unexplainable, but I think you'll enjoy them. If some of you have seen my last video, you may see that I am running a giveaway. Currently, I am giving away 5 $50 Amazon gift cards. I'm giving them away one by one each video. All you have to do to enter is subscribe to my second channel. The link will be in the top of the description. After that, be sure to like this video and comment on this video your favorite scary story topic. The winner from the last video is Donovan E. Much love to you, Donovan, and thank you very much for always supporting the channel as you do. I will be picking another winner on the next video. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy stories. Hello, my name is Emma, and I am 20 years old, but this happened when I was around 17, I believe. I lived in New Jersey, Browns Mills, so there were a lot of woods around. It was perfect to go camping because I love nature, and it's right next to my house. So, one night at around 10:30 p.m., I gathered my friends, Giselle, Aiden, Eli, and Lewis. We went to the woods. We only wanted to look around because this was the New Year's, so I wanted to shoot some fireworks. But we decided to stay there for a while, so we all sat on the ground and I lit a fire, so we could have s'mores. Then, Eli got up to look around. We weren't going to stay there all night until Eli found a cabin. It was a brown and greenish color. It was rusty, and it had a few stains on the windows. To give an idea of what the area looks like, there was a trail next to my house leading into a small patch of trees, and if you went past the trees, you would find a small field with a cabin. So we went in. The inside was very dark, and it smelled weird, like cigarette smoke. Well, that's the best way I can describe it. A huge living room with a basement. Good thing we brought sleeping bags because if not, we would have had to sleep on the floor, and it was pretty dirty and dusty, and it smelled. I brought snacks for when I got hungry. At around maybe 12:30 a.m., Aiden, Lewis, and Eli were passed out. That meant there was only me and Giselle still awake, and I was bored. Around that time, we started hearing weird noises. Not like growling or anything, but like creepy music. So I looked out the window and I didn't see anything besides our patio, a street lamp, trees, and a white small figure. We decided to ignore it until we started hearing music again. I got annoyed, looked out, and on the tree, there was what looked like a white, deformed bear. I was immediately shaking. I felt like my heart was going to explode out of my chest. Giselle asked, "Are you okay?" I said yes, but she could tell I wasn't telling the truth. So I said I thought I saw a bear, but I'm sure it was just my imagination. Then it was silent. Her face was as pale as mine, as though she saw it herself. I asked her, "Did you ever see it before?" She didn't say anything for a few seconds. And then she said, "Yes, when I was a little kid, I used to see it all the time in the woods at night when I would play outside. I thought he was my friend, and he would walk and try to like talk to me all the time. A loud screech interrupted our conversation. I looked outside, at the bear outside of our cabin. We were very silent until my phone started ringing. Of course, the bear thing turned its head to see me and my friend looking out of the crack from the window. We pulled our heads in and called the cops. The bear was very tall. It was looking through the window, so we got one of our blankets and immediately covered it. There's no door, so it could have easily got in. We were scared, so after that we woke up our friends and we told them to go to the basement. They didn't say anything, probably because of the look on our faces. After they went to the basement, we soon followed. Me and my friend stayed on the rotten stairs. I heard it come inside and I peeked my head out to see, and it wasn't an ordinary bear. It was tall, white, and deformed. It had red spots everywhere as well as glowing eyes. We didn't run down the stairs because it would make too much noise. Instead, we quietly tiptoed down the stairs. My friend said their ears were ringing. I told them to be quiet. I checked my phone and it was around 3 a.m., so we decided to try to go to bed, but I wound up staying awake just to make sure it didn't come down here with us. Later, at around 6 a.m., the sun was coming up. I checked upstairs and found some of our things were not there, and some of them were scattered around the room. The bear was missing. I'm so glad I survived that. I'm never going camping again, though. Thank you for sharing my story. My family and I go camping every year in Money Creek, past Index in Washington. This happened 2 years ago. It's still something that bothers me deeply, as I was only 16 at the time. Here's some background though. It was windy and cold. I believe fall was right around the corner because we were late for camping. I only remember this because the air was crisp. I woke up at around 3 in the morning. I looked at my phone, and after I adjusted to being blinded, I saw it was only a few minutes past. The family was asleep, so I thought it was perfect time to smoke a cigarette. We were up in a multifamily site, so being across from the bathrooms gave me a good excuse to leave. I grabbed my last smoke and took off after bundling up, hooking a right and following the road to the other side of the grounds. As I started smoking, I started to feel sick. Dreadful, even. Coming up on the other side of the bathrooms, I stopped and looked around. As I felt something was wrong, I could just feel it in the air. I peered over my shoulder, looking deep into the pitch black green belt. There was a silhouette of a man. I think. It was darker than the blackness around it, and I froze. I looked about an inch up, where a face should have been. All I saw were two white dots, and they were staring into me. I went to step back, but heard a whisper behind me. It was so close it seemed like it was everywhere, but I had a feeling I needed to run. So, that's exactly what I did. I turned heel so fast I almost tripped and dropped my cigarette. The thing was only half done. I was sprinting so hard I was choking on the cold air and got tunnel vision. What seemed like an eternity later, which couldn't have been more than 5 minutes, I was back at the campsite. I practically dived into my tent and curled up in a ball in my bag. I didn't even tell my mom about it, until about a month ago, that is. There's a man in the woods, and I'm worried he's after me. So it's the summer of 2013. I'm 21, and I just finished my junior year in college. The second week of August, a group of my friends and I go on an 8-day camping trip. It's 7 of us in total, 4 guys and 3 girls. We're camping in a semi-remote campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It was a large campground, but very few other campers were there. There were a few field sites near the front of the campground, but we purposefully requested a campground in the back corner. we were completely by ourselves. During the trip, we planned a whitewater rafting trip for one of the days. We were hiking Mount Washington towards the end of the trip and thought maybe we'd do another one to two other small hikes, with 1 to 2 days of just chilling by the lake at the campground. We also planned on doing plenty of drinking during the evenings. The first couple of days of the trip are fantastic. Whitewater rafting was a blast. Everything's going great. So it's the evening of our third day, we have a roaring fire going. We're all just hanging out at the campsite, drinking, and just messing around. It's around 9:30 when a disheveled-looking man walks past our site. His clothes are kind of torn or worn out, messy and tangled hair, etc. He looks to be maybe in his mid-40s. This isn't weird, though. We all just think it's another camper doing a late evening stroll around the campground. About an hour and a half later, we see this same man walk past our site in the same direction. This time, he's walking slower, almost with a bit of a limp. We're all pretty drunk at this point. I think one of us might have yelled something out to him, but he just kind of ignores us and keeps on walking. Mildly strange, but still is probably just someone who wanted to take a long walk. We wrapped up the night at around 1:30 or 2, I believe. The fire is dying down and we head back to our tents. I usually love sleeping while camping. I usually find it extremely peaceful, but for some reason, I was having trouble sleeping this night. I get up to go take a pee in the woods. When I do, I see a faint light maybe about 50 to 75 yards ahead of me in the woods, if I remember correctly. It looks like a dim flashlight or something similar. I decided, for whatever reason, I want to go investigate. I go back to the tent. One of my other buddies is still awake, so I tell him about it. We get up to investigate. When we do, the light is no longer on. Feeling just a little bit unnerved, I shine my flashlight around the woods a bit, but don't see anything, so I decide maybe my eyes were just playing tricks on me before I go and head back to bed. Sometime later that night, I wake up to a terrifying scream. It was Sarah, one of the girls we were camping with. I jumped out of my tent as quickly as possible and nearly run into her as she's running back into our site. She's still screaming. She screamed that there is a man standing in the middle of the woods. Now, our whole party is awake and freaking the heck out. I try to calm Sarah down enough to get her to explain what actually happened. She says she went to go pee in the woods and saw the man from earlier just standing about 15 feet away from her, not moving, being like a statue. We all start freaking out, yelling and screaming and making a giant commotion. I'm internally freaking out and trying to calm down, though. I'm just trying to be the voice of reason. If I can get everyone to calm down enough, we can maybe do something. We obviously decide to get the heck out of there. We frantically take down our tents, basically just ripping the poles down and throwing everything into the back of our cars. Then we sped out of there. It's around 4 a.m., we're in two separate cars and decide just to drive away from the campsite and try to clear our heads. Eventually, at around 5:30, we find a small diner that's open and decide to head in for some breakfast. We all have different theories about what the heck just happened. Some of us think we just ran into a homeless guy who was camping out in the woods and was surprised by us. Some of the girls think maybe he was purposely stalking us. Either way, obviously none of us are comfortable staying at that campground again. I head back to the front desk of the campground with two of the other guys. We explain what happened and the guys at the front desk actually seemed to believe us, but said there were definitely no other campers currently that fit the description of that guy. They were insanely nice about it though, and actually refunded most of the remainder of our stay, which astonished me. As a group, we decided to say F it and we weren't letting one freaky guy ruin our trip. We found another campground, and it ended up being fine. For the most part. At least, we thought it was. Fast forward 2 days. We're hiking Mount Washington. We get up really early and get to the mountain at around 7:30 a.m. to start hiking up. We're a little over halfway up the mountain when we see the very same guy hiking down. Though this time he looks much better. His hair isn't crazy. His hiking clothes are relatively clean. We are all just frozen. A few of us let out a surprised scream. he just strolls past us with a massive grin. Luckily, there are enough hikers nearby that nothing could really happen. We decide to continue hiking up anyways, since he is headed in the opposite direction, and hope we never encounter him again. We did finish the hike, and luckily we didn't see him again. After that, we did decide to cut a trip a little short because, honestly, looking back on it, we've all come to the conclusion that we were likely being stalked in some way. If it was just some homeless guy in the woods near the campground, what the heck was he doing hiking down Mount Washington a couple of days later? It was a pretty unnerving and bizarre experience for sure. I'd love to hear anybody's thoughts or comments down below. First of all, let's preface by saying this was in the early 90s, and as we all know, it was a very different world those days, and I was a pretty naive kid. Also, I had kind of a messed up childhood, so this was not the worst thing to happen by far, and therefore I pretty much brushed it off. When I was maybe 11 or 12 years old, I would visit the Boy Scouts Club a lot, which was pretty big back then. And my parents thought that sending me to Boys Club camp for the summer only made sense. The camp was not an overnight type deal, but featured all of the normal things you'd expect, like lakes, arts, and stuff like that. I did the normal camp stuff like found a girlfriend and getting into a whole lot of trouble. The camp was run by counselors, which I can only assume were in their 20s to 30s. When you're 12, everyone seems old. And as you would expect, they would come up with very interesting punishments for kids, like being forced to carry a huge wooden totem pole in circles in a hot field for some time. I never actually had this punishment, but I remember one of the other kids getting it. Or just straight up punching you in your chest and knocking the wind out of you, which I did experience. One of the counselors that I had this experience with was named TJ, and he was a very large, well-built guy in his 20s. One day I did something wrong and got sent to the lunch area for essential detention. The area was actually a large concrete floor with a wooden roof attached to a cabin that contained the kitchen. It was basically a school lunch setup where you would come and choose chocolate milk or orange juice and get served a crappy turkey sandwich, a pack of mayo, and one of those amazing brownies. When I get there, I notice there are about 4 or 5 kids already sitting at benches. And TJ is in front of everyone by the lunch area, pacing and saying something. I sit down and don't really remember what happened until things started to get weird. TJ pulled out a knife and got an apple. He started skinning and stabbing it, and saying stuff like, "This is what I'll do to you if you get in trouble again," and other things of that nature. At this time, I honestly did not feel scared in any way, due to my tendency to completely shut down when stuff got bad, but I did remember feeling very creeped out, and that he was trying very hard to be threatening. The younger kids especially, a little girl who was maybe 8 or so, was freaking out crying. The next thing I remember is him telling her to follow him into the kitchen. I then heard lots of screaming and crying coming from the back of the kitchen. After a while, he came back with her, and her face was streamed with tears. I remember it vividly. He then looked at me and another boy, and told us to follow him. And he escorted us to a huge walk-in refrigerator and brought us inside and said, "I want you to both start screaming and acting like I'm killing you in here. If you don't make the other kid scared, I'll kill you for real." We did as he asked, and when he closed the door, we started screaming and wailing. At this point, I honestly thought it was some kind of joke or something because I rationalized that the little girl was told the same thing. Anyways, after maybe 5 or 10 minutes, he let us out and told us to go back to our benches. Again, I don't remember anything after this, just kind of feeling blank. I remember when I got home that night from camp telling my mom about it, and I remember she called somebody and I think that guy got fired. I don't remember ever seeing him again, and my parents never sent me back. I never really thought about it much growing up, but as the years have gone by, I look back on things that I've shrugged off as normal, and I see they were anything but that. If you spend enough nights camping, weird things will happen. A couple of years ago, 2 buddies and I did a month-long camping trip across the United States. We would camp in the U.S. Forest Service or Bureau of Land Management areas, and we were driving my pickup truck so we could get back in some fairly deep wilderness on forest roads. After about 15 nights on the road, we ended up in some BLM land near Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Colorado. It was our last night in Colorado, and we were exhausted from doing a 14-mile hike earlier that morning. We found the coordinates of a campsite online and arrived at the edge of the pavement at about 6 p.m. Ahead of us was a dusty two-track lane that snaked through scraggy trees and brush. It made its way to a top of a hill and had views of snow-capped peaks. We hadn't passed a car in a long time. Our truck makes it to the site easily, but none of us get out yet. We sit around inside and look. There's a fire pit, lots of trees, but also an abandoned couch and some other signs of human waste. Not great vibes. It's getting late and we aren't keen on the idea of driving more. We hop out and start walking around, cautiously approaching some garbage bags wrapped in duct tape. "This seems like a place where you would find a body," I say to my friends, and they agree. We notice a trail that seems to go in a circle around the top of the hill. We decide to go check that out before we commit to staying. We find some more trash and human waste, but nothing that makes us feel like we should leave. We decide to cowboy camp, sleep on a tarp beneath the stars, and have a nice fire going. We finish off a case of beer, but even with the inebriation, we still feel uneasy. Every couple of minutes, one of us will shine a light into the woods, thinking that we heard something. Even though this is our 20th consecutive night sleeping outside, it doesn't feel right. But it's late, so we start getting ready for bed. We were all carrying bear spray and headlamps. I step into the woods to go pee and walk about 15 feet without turning on my light. I'm standing there peeing. I decide to turn on my light, since the fire messed up my night vision. When I see what the beam of light illuminates, my knees nearly buckle. My jaw is dropped. I stand in silence for 10 seconds before calling out to my friends. Guys, did you see this? In the center of my beam is a bunch of bleached bones wrapped in barbed wire, hanging from a branch directly above the trail we had walked in. We would have certainly noticed them in the daylight. They must have been hung once it got dark. While we sat only 25 feet away, the consensus among us was screw that, so we snapped a couple of photos of it before throwing our stuff in the car and getting the hell out of there. We drove a little way up the road to a national park campground. I never felt so happy to pay $25 and have neighbors nearby. Whoever put those up during that night, honestly, let's never meet. My hypothesis is that a rancher with a grazing lease put the bones up to scare off the scum that leaves all their trash at the campsites. They're probably cow bones, but they still scared the hell out of me though. As I'm writing this, I'm still not sure what I truly saw, but I believe it was a skinwalker or something like that. For clarification, I live in North Australia. I hope this helps. I was invited to go on a short camping trip with a friend of mine who I'll call Alan. I met up with him at his house early around 9 a.m., and we talked and watched some TV for a few hours before heading out. The place we were heading to was a deep forest high up in the mountains. I didn't know the area well, since I had just moved there, so I was not sure what the place was called. The trip there was quite pleasant, as I and Alan talked and enjoyed each other's company. It was nice to catch up with a friend. Once we arrived, we parked the car and started unpacking our equipment. We started setting up our tent and getting ready to start a fire to cook our food. At around 11 p.m., Alan said he was probably going to head to bed, as he got up early that morning and was getting tired. I wanted to stay up a little bit longer and just take in the fresh air and view of the forest. After about 10 minutes, I had to go to the bathroom, so I decided to go out into the woods and do my business. I didn't wander too far, but far enough that I wouldn't attract any animals or lose sight of the camp. Once I was done, I started to head back to the camp. And then, I saw it. It was a very skinny-looking dog-like creature, standing in the middle of the campsite. The thing was unnaturally skinny, and its limbs seemed contorted like it had gotten hit by a car. However, the creature walked as if it was natural. It walked on four limbs and was very graceful with its movements. It was extremely slow and lanky. I didn't know what to do other than stand there at the tree line and watch it. The creature then started to head towards Alan's tent. I was feeling uneasy and not sure if the creature was dangerous or not. The thing sniffed at the entrance of Alan's tent and started to scratch softly as it wanted to get in. Then, with one swift motion, the creature stood up on two legs. It must have been at least 8 feet tall. Then it just ran into the opposite direction of where I was standing into the woods. I waited for another 5 minutes before deciding to come out of hiding and go back to my tent. As I got in and tucked myself into my sleeping bag, I heard a loud screech that sounded like a combination of a man and a pig. It sent chills down my spine. I barely got any sleep that night. In the morning, Alan could tell that I was bothered by something and asked me, "Hey, are you okay?" I asked him if he heard anything at night near his tent, and he told me that he had slept through the whole night pretty soundly. He, of course, was curious now and started to ask me if something was outside of our tent. I knew he wouldn't believe me, so I just said there was a stray dog snooping around the camp. I still don't know what I saw, but I know for sure it wasn't some stray dog. If someone could please tell me what I saw, or at least give me an idea of what it was, I would really, really appreciate it. And thank you, Swamp, for sharing my story. I was probably 19 at the time, and this was about 20 years ago. I was in the woods of Northern California in the Sierras. It was a small town called White Pines where my grandparents' house is, and surrounding the neighborhood is a bunch of woods. I was driving my Dodge Ram Charger up past a lake that used to be used for logging, and then it was turned into the lake. The road goes past the lake into a baseball field into thicker woods. I was in search of a party because many teenagers would go out into the woods and drink as well as party. You could pretty much crash any party because nobody really cared about if somebody who wasn't invited showed up, because we all pretty much knew each other. So I was driving up on the main logging road and decided to turn up on a smaller road to see if I saw fire lights or anything. I started driving slowly and decided to stop to check if I heard anything. I was sitting on my lights, just chilling and waiting for anything as far as noise or sight of a party. All of a sudden, a creature came across a small road out of the woods. I didn't see clothes, but what appeared to be hair, and it had to be at least 6 to maybe 8 feet or more. I saw the lower body, but I couldn't see the face. It appeared to be almost white, but it may have just been the headlights. It seemed to move slowly across and then disappeared. I was frightened and not sure if it was a Bigfoot or what. I took off down the road and was going to hang out and camp because I hadn't camped in a while, and figured if I couldn't find the party, at least I'd camp. So I set up a tent and was off the road a bit, and was just relaxing when I began to hear what sounded somewhat like howling, like somewhat of a coyote, but then kind of like a wolf. It freaked me out somewhat because it wasn't a regular howling, because I know coyote howls, and these were definitely not them. The sound started to get closer and closer. It was almost so loud that the trees were almost booming. I felt every emotion, from being very scared to creeped out to pissed off. I was just so creeped out I threw everything in my truck and drove off. I did end up finding a party later and got drunk and ended up in my truck passed out. Thanks for sharing, Swamp. I have some other shadow people stories and ghost or demon stories that I might share in the future. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true camping stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a camping story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and just about every other major podcast platform out there. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp. To show my appreciation, I recently started doing a giveaway. For the next 5 videos, I will be giving away one $50 Amazon gift card. All you have to do to enter is 1. Subscribe to my second channel. You can find the link to do so in the top of the description. And 2. Like this video and comment down below your favorite scary story topic. I will pick one person and mention it in the next video. Now, thank you guys as always for supporting the Swamp. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.